Well, let's open up our Bibles to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29. We're going to dig into the unchanging, everlasting Word of God. Amen. You know, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our God, it stands forever. Amen. The economy might have ups and downs, but the Word of our God stands forever. Some days you might feel good, some days you might feel bad, but it doesn't change the Word of God. The Word of God endures forever. Amen. Jeremiah 29, and then let's also go ahead and find Job 36. Jeremiah 29 and Job 36. In the past couple of weeks, I'm just sharing some thoughts about the plan of God. And I don't know if this is a teaching as much as it is just me being able to share from my heart, but I'm just so excited about God's plan. Amen. God has a plan for your life. He's got a plan for your church. He's got a plan for your ministry. He's got a plan for your family. If God's called you to business, He's got a plan for your business. He's got a plan set for you before the foundation of the world. Yeah. Included in that plan is all of the wisdom you need to carry out that plan. Amen. Included in that plan is all of the provision and everything you need to carry out that plan. Yeah. Included in that plan are divine connections and divine relationships without which you cannot do the plan. Included within that plans are good works which have been prepared for us from before the foundation of the world. Matter of fact, I wrote these things down. The Lord impressed upon my heart about His foreordained plan. And I wrote down these four words: plans, works, provisions, and relationships. All of it is foreordained. The plans are foreordained. What does that mean? That means I don't have to come up with my own plan. He's already got a plan. I don't have to rack my brain trying to figure out what I want to do in life or what I want to be in life or where I want to live in life or where I want to go in life. He's already preordained it. Amen. Does that mean it'll happen automatically? No, it doesn't mean it'll happen automatically. I've got to go after it. I've got to pursue it. I've got to seek God and seek His plan for my life. But He's got foreordained plans. He's got foreordained works for you. You know, we're not working to become righteous. Jesus already did the work. Now we receive the free gift of righteousness. But now as the righteousness of God, good works flow from us. And so we're not working to try to be good with God. We're working because we are good with God. And good works flow out of us. How many of you remember our series on knowing God? And we said that when you know God, what will happen? Good works will flow out of you. Fruit will just flow out of you. Amen? So there are preordained plans. There's preordained works. There's preordained provisions. For every God-ordained assignment, every God-ordained project, there is preordained allotment and provision. God is never caught off guard. He's never taken by surprise. When you're walking in His plan and you're walking by faith, I mean, you can get to the place of provision and lift up your eyes and lift up your voice and say, Lord, I know the provision's around here somewhere. Why? Because it's foreordained. Amen. God doesn't send you on a path. He doesn't put you on a course and then not put provision on that course. God's plan is already paid for. Amen. I'll say it again. God's plan is already paid for. Amen. God's plan is already provided for. It's already paid for. It's already provided for. When we walk in God's plan, we don't have to walk according to the world's system anymore. We don't have to try to take care of ourselves anymore. God and His kingdom will take care of us as we walk in His plan. There's provision on the pathway. I mean, our paths are dripping with abundance. They're dripping with abundance. So as we move down the pathway of the plan of God, there's an intersection and there's a collision with provision. But it's not a collision that'll knock you down. It's not a collision that'll hold you back. It's not a collision that'll knock you off your feet. It's a blessing that adds no sorrow. When the Lord adds, He adds without any sorrow. Where is this kind of addition? Where is this kind of increase? It's in one place only. It's in the plan of God. Amen.